प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हम बर पे आँख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके तू जो धरा पे पधारे फूल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
भरी मीठे से वसन
ओम शांति। Today, Bap Dada is seeing his jewels of contentment, children who always remain contented. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his children everywhere who are jewels of contented, who remain always contented. Bap Dada is able to see the sparkle of contentment on everyone's face. The jewels of contentment are loved by the self, and they are also loved by the father and loved by the family too, family as well. Because contentment is a very great power. Contentment is imbibed when all attainments are attained. If attainments are less, then contentment is also less. And contentment also is less when attainments are less. And when contentment comes, it also invokes other powers. in an atmosphere of contentment, others also experience the vibration of contentment according to their capacity. The sign of a person who is contented is he will always be seen as happy. His face will always stay cheerful automatically, naturally. In front of a contented soul, even if a situation comes, it cannot disturb or shake that one's self-stage, however big the situation may be. But for a contented soul, that situation will be like a cartoon show or a show of entertainment. For that person, this is why he doesn't feel distressed in any situation. And that situation is not able or cannot attack him. On the contrary, it gets defeated. This is why he experiences a life of supersensual joy and entertainment. He doesn't have to labor. Life for him is experienced as an entertainment.
Oh.
Therefore, everyone should check himself. You all know how to check yourself, don't you? Do all of you know how to check? The one who knows to check himself, not to check others, but the one who knows to check himself, he raises his hand. You know how to check yourself, don't you? Yes, you know how to check yourself. Acha. Good. Good. Congratulations. Every day at Amrit Vela, the blessing received from Bap Dada in different forms is be happy, be contented, be happy, be contented, all of you get this blessing. Bap Dada gives the same blessing to everyone at the same time. However, where does the difference come? Why do you become number wise? The bestower is the same. Bestower is one. And whatever he gives, it is the same for all. It's not that he gives little to some and more to others. He gives everyone with a big heart. However, where does the difference come? All of you have this experience too. Because up to now, this sound reaches Bap Dada. Even up to now, you know that sound, don't you? You say sometimes this sound comes to a little extent to which keeps coming even up to now. Bap Dada has said, in the dictionary of Brahmin life, these two words should be removed by now. From the Brahmin dictionary, the two words should be removed by now. Because Baba is the imperishable Father, and the treasures are imperishable too. And all of you are the imperishable elevated souls. So which words should be spoken by you? Should you say sometimes or should you say always? In front of every treasure, you have to check. Check. You have to check for every treasure whether all the powers are there constantly, always, or not. Whether all the virtues are there always or not. So everything should be always. The virtues, your powers should be always. See, when your devotees sing songs in your praise, what do they say? Do they say that you have virtues only sometimes? Do they say that? Or you are bestowers of virtues only sometimes? Do they say that? In every blessing, Bap Dada has always used the word always, Sada. The word Sada, always almighty authority. Not sometimes almighty authority and sometimes only mighty, but almighty authority. So all means always. Every time. Therefore, two words even you utter. Bap, the Father also utters these two words. Become equal. Baba doesn't say become equal a little bit only. No, be equal means to become equal fully, completely. Therefore, but what do children do sometimes? Bap Dada keeps watching your games, doesn't he? Bap Dada keeps watching the games of the children. What some children do, not all children, but some children, what they do, whatever blessing they have received, they think about that blessing, they describe that blessing to, they note that blessing in the copy, in the notebook, and they also memorize it. But they do not make the seed of that blessing to sprout. That is, they are not able to make the fruit of that seed. They only describe it and become happy. They say, oh, it was such a beautiful blessing. It was such a lovely blessing. Very good blessing. So blessing is the seed. But the more you allow that seed to bear fruit, that is, if you water that seed, it will grow and bear fruit. So in order to what is the secret behind making the seed become a fruit? The secret is use that blessing in action. What you do is you forget to bring it into action. You just write in your notebook, you describe it, you remember it, and you say, it's very good, it's very good. Baba gave a very good blessing. Baba gave a very good blessing. That's what you say. But then why did Baba give that blessing? Baba gave you that blessing in order to make you turn it into a fruit. That's the seed. A seed ultimately results in a fruit. The seed expands and grows into a fruit. You do memorize the blessing, but you become number wise in becoming the embodiment of that blessing. You do memorize the blessing, but you become number wise in becoming the embodiment of that blessing. On seeing each one's fortune, Bap Dada feels happy. So Bap Dada is happy to see each one's fortune. However, h- However, the deep desire in Bhaktada's heart is, which Baba has also told you earlier, Baba's desire from his heart is, Baba has told you earlier about it, and you also all raised your hand for that. Do you remember? You had said that we will change reason or excuse. We will finish reason, we will finish the excuse and become an embodiment of solution. You had said this, didn't you? Do you remember your homework? Many children, whilst conversing with Baba, or whilst writing a letter to Baba or emailing to Baba, have written their result, sent their result to Baba through email, letters, and heart-to-heart conversation. That is good. It's good because at least the attention has been drawn towards that. However, the word which Bab Dada likes is always. That's the word sada. Remember this word Baba Singh. The Baba likes this word sada. Means always. All the time. All of you who are here, whether you have heard it or whether you have read it, but in the homework which was given to you last month, and it's only 1 month ago the homework was given to you, it's only 1 month ago, it's not a very long time away, but in that 1 month you have kept the aim. And you have also described it to one another. But then, the homework which you were given to do in this 1 month, in that some have taken good marks. So those who think that they have finished their homework well and they have done this homework very well and they have passed in this homework, they have passed with honor in this homework, they raise their hand. That is, they have finished all their reasons and causes and excuses and negativity and everything. And they have passed with honors in that, they raise their hand. Or they stand up, Baba is telling them to stand up. Mothers, no mothers? Among the teachers? Among the teachers? Teachers, you haven't raised your hand? No one? Madhuban Nivasis? Those of Madhuban? This result is very little. Okay. There may be in the centers also. Okay, Siddha. Congratulations to those who stood up. At least thank them. Clap for them, those who stood up. For those who stood up, because they stood up to say that they are passed in the test, in the homework which Baba gave them. So, Bhaktada smiles. Because when Bhaktada asks, who has love for Baba and how much love you have for Baba, what answer do you give? You say, Baba, it is so much love, I have so much love that I cannot describe how much love I have for Baba. And Bhaktada was also happy to listen to your answer. But then, the proof, what is the proof of the love? If there is love for someone, in today's world there is only body conscious love. So even in that body conscious love, they die for one another. But here it's God's love or love for God. And as it is love for God. And because you have love for God, that means whatever Baba says, you should be able to do it. If you say it is difficult, then how can you say that it is difficult? Because you sing very lovely songs, Baba. We surrender to you, Baba. We are the moths who die to the flame. We are the ones who have sacrificed ourselves to the flame. So you sing some songs, don't you? But then you sacrifice your life to Baba, and here you can't sacrifice this word reason or cause or excuses. So, this season's, this year's last turn has come. Today is the last day of this season's meetings. In the next year, what will happen? That you and Baba are seeing and will continue to see. But what, this one word you can't give up, seeing the closeness of time, you do keep programs on the topic, the call of time, don't you? So it's the call of time, it is the the cry or the sounds of the sorrowful souls. It is the cry of the miserable souls. So that is the call of the time. It is the time, it is the call coming from souls who need your help, your cooperation, and it's only you who will fulfill their wish, won't you? What is your title? What is your responsibility? For which task have you become Brahmins? Your title is World Transformer. Your task is of world transformation. And who is your companion? Bap Dada. Bap Dada and all the great souls who are God's helpers, you are cooperating them. If Baba were to make you raise your hand, you know, asking you whether you'll do it, you'll all raise your hand. Yes, you have kept the aim, but Bap Dada observed that in this year's season, all of you did make a determined thought. However, the key to success is determination. I must do it. I will do it. I will do it. This is the determined thought. But instead of that, if the thought is sometimes, we are doing it, we are going on, we will ultimately do it. This thought makes, this thought changes the determined thought into an ordinary thought. Determination doesn't include the word like we are going to, or you know, we'll try. Determination in the word determination, cause or reason or excuse doesn't come. Even if any reason does come, because there is a checking going on, then that cause changes into a solution because of the determination. Bap Dada observed when he saw the result. What did he see in the result? He observed that the servers who are knowledgeable yogis and having all and inculcating all virtues, so that is they are good in all the four subjects of knowledge, yoga, dharana and seva. They have imbibed all the four subjects according to their own capacity, that is, they are knowledgeable souls, they are yogi souls, and they are also imbibing the virtues, they are doing service as well. However, in all the four subjects, they have not been able to become the embodiment of the four subjects. That is, they are not an authority over them. This lackness of being an authority in them was observed. Lackness of being an authority of these four subjects was observed. So you have to be an embodiment of the experience of all the four subjects. For example, an embodiment of experience of knowledge means knowledge. In Hindi the word is gyan, so gyan means knowledge. To be an embodiment or image of knowledge means
knowledge artan so much.
Knowledge means understanding what has to be done and what has not to be done. So this is the understanding.
Light or might.
There is the light and the might of knowledge. Therefore, the meaning of being an embodiment of experience of knowledge means in that knowledgeable soul, there will be light and might in every action of that knowledgeable soul in a natural way. A knowledgeable soul means, knowledge means to know, to understand, to describe. Along with that meaning of knowledge, there is also bringing that knowledge into actions and experiencing the light and might of that knowledge. An embodiment of experience will perform actions which will be elevated and useful, successful in a natural way. He will not have to labor because a knowledgeable soul is the one who has an authority of that knowledge, and that authority leads him to perform actions in an elevated way. One is to just know the knowledge, and the other is to use that knowledge and make it part of his experience and become an authority of that knowledge. There's a difference in the two. So one is to just know the knowledge, and the other is to become the embodiment of that and bring it into experience. So there's a big difference in the two. That's what you have to check. In this way, whether in all the four subjects, I am the embodiment of them or not. Yes, I'm a soul, but then am I having the experience of that, and through that experience am I performing the actions? Have I the authority of the knowledge of that? Am I seated on the seat of the authority of that knowledge? Because if I'm seated on the seat of an authority, then every action will automatically be elevated and will bring success, because in front of an authority, that action will be visible as natural nature. One is to just think about it, and the other is to become the embodiment of the experience of it. There's a difference. To become an embodiment of experience means to be yog, yukt, ras, yukt, the one who knows the yuktis, the right method. So all that should become your natural nature. In the subject of dharana, inculcation of virtues, all the virtues should be experienced in a natural way, or visible in a natural way in every action. So to become the embodiment of experience in this way all the time is to set yourself on the seat of experience. So you have to pay more attention on this. This is very, very necessary. The seat of an embodiment of experience is very great. Even Maya cannot destroy an experienced soul, because the one who's an authority of experience is a multi-million times greater than an authority of Maya. One is to just think about it, the other is to churn about it, but the third thing is to become the embodiment of that experience, and then moving forward with that experience. This is needed now. So what will you do in this year? Bap Dada noticed that you, majority of you, have passed in one subject. In which subject have all of you passed? Majority of you have passed in the subject of seva, service. And they are clapping for that. But they are all passed at the subject of seva, service. From everywhere, Bap Dada has received very good news of service. And this year, on the basis of the service news which you have sent, you have shown a very good proof of service. Each wing, each zone has served in different ways and achieved success. For this, to every zone, to every wing, Bap Dada congratulates you multi-million times for this. You have also made very good plans.
Lekin,
But now, according to the need of the hour, need of time, the season is of things happening suddenly. You must have heard or seen that in this year, so many Brahmins left the body suddenly. The bell of suddenly is going to speed up, going to become louder or faster. Therefore, according to that, in this year, I have to become an embodiment of experience in all the four subjects. Make this determined thought. Because you need very good marks in all the four subjects. Even if you get less than pass marks in even one subject, if you get less than pass marks even in one subject, then how will you pass with honor and become the beads of the rosary of victory around Bap Dada's neck? Anyone who is defeated cannot become the garland around Baba's neck. Here, if you are made to raise your hand, all of you, what do you say? You want to become Lakshmi Narayan, is it not? That's what you say, don't you? Okay. Or okay, Lakshmi Narayan, or maybe in the family of Lakshmi Narayan. To become a family member in the family of Lakshmi Narayan, even that is an elevated status. This is why Bap Dada says that there is one word only.
Amen.
that you have to fly fast and experience a flying stage. Keep flying. Keep flying and with the vibrations of your flying stage, create an atmosphere of such type. Give cooperation in creating this atmosphere of a flying stage. You all have challenged, haven't you, that you will transform even matter, come what may. That's the challenge you have done, haven't you? You have promised, haven't you, that you will change even matter. Not if you say you have. Don't wave your hand, but you just nod your head. Yeah. If you say that you have challenged, you have actually promised that you will change even matter. So, as you are going to change even matter, then what about human souls? Human souls, your own brothers, won't you liberate them from sorrow and unhappiness? Won't you transform them? You have challenged and promised for changing matter, but have you not promised for changing your brother souls and changing them from sorrow and unhappiness. One is that you have promised to change, and the second is you also have promised to Baba that Baba, all of us we are your companions. All of us are your companions in your task of we are your companions now, and we will be your companions when we return to Paramdham. And we will also remain as companions when we come down with Brahma Baba in the corporeal world. In the golden age, we will also be together. So that's your promise, is it not? We are together, we will go together, and we will come back together. We are now together, we will go together, we will be together. This is your promise, is it not? Therefore, you are seeing how the signals of Bap Dada, you are seeing the signals of Bap Dada, how things are happening suddenly. Did you ever think that Dadi would go like that? It happened suddenly, didn't it? It was the game of happening suddenly, wasn't it? Therefore, this year, you have to be ever ready. And also become the lamps of hope of Bap Dada and fulfill Bap Dada's hopes. You have to become that this year. You know what are Bap Dada's hopes, don't you? You have to become that. Or do you say, oh yeah, we'll become that someday, we'll see about it. Those who think that we will become, we have to become, raise your hand. See, it's all coming on the in the camera. You please Bap Dada very much. Bap Dada cannot go alone without you. See, even Brahma Baba is waiting for you in order to open the gates of mukti. See, also the advance party is waiting . You are the ones who are to make the arrangements. You are not the ones who have to wait for anything. You are the ones who have to make the arrangements. And the very rhyming was, intizar is to wait for someone or something. Intizar, and intizam is to make arrangements. So you are the ones who make intizam, not the ones who do intizar. Therefore, keep this aim in this year, but for that, let your aim and qualifications become equal. It shouldn't be that your aim be very high and the qualifications are very weak. No. Aim and qualification should be equal. as it is your hope, your desire to become equal, but when will that desire be fulfilled? It will be fulfilled only when the aim and the qualifications become equal, become alike, become the same. But now there is a difference, a slight difference between the aim and the qualifications. You make very good plans. When you sit together, you have very good heart-to-heart conversations. You also draw the other's attention. Determination is my birthright. Determination is my birthright.
Yes.
Bring this thought into the form of experience. Check within yourself. Do I also experience what I say? The first word, I am a soul. Check just this. Am I experiencing myself as an authority of this thought? Because the authority of experience is number one authority. Someone fell down, maybe felt giddy. Anyway, and Baba is saying, which stage are you in? Are you in a stable stage or is there any upheaval? Those who are to give attention are giving the attention, but what you have to do, you have to give your pure feelings and create the vibration of pure feelings.
Socho.
Therefore, think about this. Bring everything in front of you. Whether it is about the soul, whether it's about God, whether it's about the cycle. Find out to what extent have you become an image of experience in them. Okay. In any situation, can you remain stable? Can you remain stable in any situation? And Bap Dada continues to give drishti. Dada is still giving drishti.
Mana ki ekagrata.
Bap Dada is continuing to give drishti. Okay. Become the embodiment of the awareness of the three dots. You can become the embodiment of the awareness of the three dots. Can you? Just give a full stop.
Achcha. Kiska turn hai?
Whose turn is it in this group? Baba's the turn of this is Punjab zone's service turn. It's a very 5,500 people have come. 5,500 people have come from Punjab zone. Half of the class is of Punjab zone. As the saying is for Punjab, it's called Punjab Sher, the lioness of Punjab. Punjab is considered to be very brave. Everyone has come to know that Punjab is a lion. That is why all of you have reached here with great zeal and enthusiasm. And Punjab zone has done so much charity. One is you serve the Brahmins and see which type of Brahmins. You have served so many Brahmins, and that also true Brahmins. Every day you accumulated in the account of charity. Doing service in this way is also a very easy, good and a good method of accumulating in the account of charity. The one who comes with this zeal and enthusiasm to serve in this way, that one accumulates a great deal in his account of charity in a very short period of time. the charity which you accumulate at the confluence age will be of great use. Bhaktada also saw the report of the service you have done. Bhaktada has already congratulated you for that. You have many centers, you have many Gita Pathshalas. Very good expansion is taking place. This time during Shivratri days, there was a very good wave of service done. So wherever service happened, there either through the media or through the different functions, programs you all held, the enthusiasm and zeal for doing service has been very good. But what do you have to do next? The determined thought each one of you has made to reveal the Father, that has to be brought into practical form, and you have to fix that date. You have to write that date with the pen of your transformation. It will be not fixed with that pen with which you write, but the date of revelation can be written very easily, can be fixed easily with the pen of your transformation. So Bhaktada is going to see which zone gives the report first, and in that report it should be written to what extent through thoughts, words and actions, relationships, contacts, everyone has become free of obstacles. And will always stay with that determination to be free all the time. Not just first, of course you have to strengthen your center, but then after that you have to strengthen the centers connected to you, and then you have to strengthen the zone. Those from abroad also have to do the same. To those from abroad and to those from this land, Bhaktada is giving you this task to do. Bhaktada will see who comes number one, who comes first. In India, in Bharat, there are different zones, and abroad there are different regions. You have made your regions in a different way, haven't you? Like America region, Africa region, I was calling that zone. So which region takes the first number? Baba wants to see that first number and becoming free from obstacles, free of all obstacles. It can be possible, can it not? The whole zone be free of obstacles. Can this happen? Can it happen? The whole region becomes free of obstacles. Can this happen? Baba is asking. Those sitting in the first line say, can this happen, that the whole region, whole zone becomes free of obstacles? Jayanti, Baba is asking Jayanti. Sister Jayanti, can it happen? And she is nodding her head and saying, yes, it can happen. Okay, Punjab zone, sit down. All the teachers stand up. All the teachers stand up. So many teachers. And seeing so many teachers, Bap Dada is very happy. Bap Dada is very happy to see so many teachers, because teachers are friends. Baba, when he's saying 2,100. Teachers have come. So teachers are instrumental. So teachers have to create an atmosphere which is free of obstacles. Teachers should keep the aim and fix their date. Baba will not fix the date. You have to fix the date. Each zone should make the plan together. In its own zone, if any new plan of zeal and enthusiasm is created, that should be told to everyone, and all follow that plan and make that zone free of obstacles. Now you just raise your hand of efforts, but then before the revelation happens, each one's hand should be raised. When each one's hand should be raised, and they should say that we are free of obstacles and we will always remain free of obstacles. So when in the gathering everyone raises his hand in this way, that we are free and we will always be free of obstacles, then how you will be glorified. Even your devotees will be so happy. They too will clap their hands wherever they are and they'll say, oh, how great our gods and goddesses are. So this is what you have to do, is it not? You all have to do this. Those of Madhuvan say, Madhuvan, those of Madhuvan have to take the first number. Not just take the first number, but first they have to do it and then get the number. Because everyone looks towards Madhuvan. Even when the word Madhuvan is uttered, the Baba of Madhuvan is remembered. This is the speciality of Madhuvan. You have to become number one like the Father. There's only one thing. Should Baba tell that to the Madhuvan Nivasis? Raise your hand, all Madhuvan Nivasis. They are raising their hand. If Baba says you have to do it, will you do it? Will you do it? Why are you not raising your hand in this? Yes, will you do it? And they are raising their hand. Each Madhuvan Nivasi should give himself the responsibility that I have to become equal to the Father. Let anyone else become or not become, but I have to become. Take your own responsibility yourself. You can do it, can you not? Leave aside somebody else's responsibility, but you can at least take your own responsibility. I have to become that. I have to do it and show. So, if you do that, then the atmosphere you'll create will help other souls a great deal. Don't say, oh, this one is not changing, this one is not doing. No, say to yourself, I have to change. The other one will change on his own. Let me take my responsibility of changing myself. Will you do this? Those sitting at the back, Madhuvan Nivasis, sitting at the back. Okay, how much time should Baba give you to change yourself? Should Baba ask you for the result after 6 months? 6 months is okay for you? Raise your hand if you say 6 months is okay for me. Yes, I will change. I will not see anyone else. Bap Dada will see that one. You just see yourself and change yourself. Neither should you describe about anyone else. He's like this, that one is like this. That Baba will see. I have to change myself. The Madhuvan sisters, raise your hand, Madhuvan sisters. Raise your hand. Even I'm raising my hand. Sisters will also do it, won't you? Shakti army has to be in the front, is it not? Within 6 months, you have to change yourself. Don't see anybody else. Don't give any reason that this one did this, that is why I did it. No, you have to see yourself, check yourself. Others will try to harass you because Maya is listening. So, many things will come up. But you can't say that no situation should come, no problem should come. That will not happen. They will come. But I have to change. Is it okay? Teachers, you are instrumental, aren't you? Whether young teachers or older teachers, in this no one is small. Each one is experienced. All of you teachers, keep the courage. Do you have the courage to change within 6 months? Baba is giving you 6 months. Raise your hand. If you say yes, we will change within 6 months. Many situations will come. Don't say, I tried my best. I tried. Don't use that word, tried. Let Baba's love bring the change. The attraction of Baba's love should enable you to change. All the teachers, raise both your hands. Teachers, raise both your hands. It's so beautiful. The teachers have little fans, colorful fans in their hands. And they are, yeah, see, they have raised both their hands. Baba is telling them, congratulations to you. So teachers and Madhuban Nivasis, you have to be number one. The one who comes forward is the real Arjuna. And Arjuna means who is equal to the Father. Don't give any reasons. The reasons will come. But don't lose your courage. Allow the reasons, the causes, the problems. And if any reason comes, you tell them welcome. And within a second, bid them farewell. The key to success is the three dots. Keep this key of three dots all the time with you. Okay, you may all sit now. Teachers, all sit down. Karnataka zone has come. They celebrated Golden Karnataka for 1 year. okay, stand up. Baba is telling them, those of Karnataka, they have served whole Karnataka for 1 year, gone to every village and, you know, every town, city, district, and served for 1 year, giving Baba's message everywhere in Karnataka. They've got lovely flags of Karnataka. Bab Dada saw that you did very good service. You used your body, mind, wealth, enthusiasm, zeal, all that you have used in service, you have done it very well. From the heart you have really served. Just as you celebrated Swarnim or Golden Karnataka, so too Bab Dada blesses you from the heart. And congratulates you from the heart multi-million times more. You have made very good plans too and brought it into practical form also. Before you brought your boards, your banners and posters here to show, Bab Dada already saw them. Okay, you may sit down. They have brought many posters. Double foreigners have come. Okay, all double foreigners stand up. All double foreigners stand up. So, double foreigners, about 300. Now, do not call double foreigners just double foreigners, but double fast effort makers. Call them double fast effort makers. Aren't you double fast effort makers? Yes, all of you are double effort makers. Good, this is your title now. Bab Dada has seen that whichever group came from abroad, each group kept a very good aim. The teachers worked hard upon them and they themselves too paid attention to the self and did very good efforts. Baba has received letters from many souls, letters containing the news or the experience of their fast efforts. This is why you are not just double effort makers, but you are double intense effort makers, double fast effort makers. Bab Dada saw that how you did intense effort of serving. Each one has served very well, paid attention and made good plans. At least no one will complain that we did not get the message. Neither the village nor town, no one will give you the message, no one will give you the complaint that why didn't you tell us that our father has come and you did not tell us. So no one will complain in this way, because if you do not tell them, then they will cry, won't they, and say, why didn't you tell us? So at this time, all of you have the attention and the zeal for doing service, so it is good. The meaning of intense effort is whatever mistake I have corrected once, I will never make that mistake again. It shouldn't be that you make a mistake and repeat that mistake again and again and then say that I'm an intense effort maker. No. Such a one who keeps making mistakes cannot be called an intense effort maker. In Madhuban too, there is a group of intense effort makers. In Madhuban, stand up those who are in the group of intense effort makers. Sisters are not in that group. It's in only brothers, is it? Only brothers in that group, not sisters. So did you understand the meaning of intense effort or fast effort? It means that if any mistake is done once, it should never be repeated. Mother Jagatamba Saraswati, she drew everyone's attention towards this point. She used to say that if you call yourself an intense effort, that means you should not be repeating your mistakes. If you are repeating your mistakes, then what correction have you done in the self? Therefore, intense effort maker group of Madhuban also have to keep this aim. So those who live in Madhuban or close to Madhuban, whoever they may be, or even the double foreigners, Bab Dada has given you the title Double Intense Effort Maker. So you should not be repeating your mistakes, because if the mistakes are repeated, then it's like spoiling the name intense effort maker. This is why the intense effort maker group has to pay attention. It's good that you have formed your group for doing intense efforts. Okay, the double foreigners keep standing, I think. Baba didn't tell you to sit. So Baba speak to double foreigners now. Bab Dada is happy.
Kushe.
But then you have to bring happiness in one other thing also. What is that? It is never become alone or separate yourself from the combined form with Bhaktada. If you make yourself alone, it is inviting or welcoming Maya. If you make yourself alone, it will be like inviting Maya to you. Therefore, Baba is with you and take the benefit of the almighty authority being with you. You know, Maya attacks when you're alone. We have to pay full attention to this, to never become alone. Because only when you become alone, then Maya attacks. Always stay combined. Bhaktada has told you before to that double foreigners like to be in company. They like to have companions. Therefore, never become alone. Baba himself is offering to you that I am always together with you. The result is good. Result is good. But it has to be made even better and better. You have to show even better results. Okay, double foreigners, sit down. Very good. It's good, double foreigners come in every turn. You have made a very good system. Now, foreign lands abroad is seem so close. Now, some parts of India seem so far away, but foreign lands seem so close to Madhuban. Double foreigners are very clever. Double foreigners, they always save in order to come the next year. They start saving right from the beginning. As they go back from Madhuban, they start saving for coming in the next year to Madhuban. Bhaktada likes this cleverness of the double foreigners. This Baba says it's good to be clever in this way to save for the ticket for coming next year to Madhuban. Okay, all mothers stand up. Mothers stand up. Why so many mothers? The whole hall is completely full. Even teachers. The mothers, kumaris, teachers. So it's more than half. 3/4 of the hall is mothers, kumaris, teachers, and 1/4 is brothers. The the mothers, the kumaris have the intoxication, don't you? That at the confluence age, we the mothers, we the kumaris are the Shiv Shaktis, we are no less. Bhaktada is happy to see the mothers, especially for one reason. Of course, Baba is happy to see the Pandavas as well. But when Bhaktada sees the mothers, Baba is happy to see how the very downtrodden, weak ones have become Shaktis, such powerful mothers. The mothers are challenging. That we will surely make Bharat a heaven. So mothers have the courage. Even Bap Dada says namaste to the mothers, salutations to the mothers. You are the Shiv Shakti army and you have to show wonders. Keep the intoxication that we are the ones who are going to do it. Without us, who else will do it? Okay, you may sit down. All the kumaris and mothers sit down. All the Pandavas, the brothers, all the brothers. The speciality of Pandavas is that the Pandavas have always been the companions of Pandavapati, the father of the Pandavas, the lord of the Pandavas, in gaining victory. In the memorial, they have shown the Pandavas. The Pandavas were victorious. The speciality of the Pandavas is that the Pandavas are loved by the Lord of the Pandavas. Pandavapati, the master of the Pandavas. Pandav means the one who is with the master of the Pandavas. Shiv Shaktis have their own part. Pandavas have their own path without the Pandavas. There cannot be expansion in service. If Pandavas are less, then service also becomes less. Yes, the Shiv Shaktis are there. They are there to give Sakash to the Pandavas to do the service. And the Pandavas are the ones who make others become the heirs and the cooperative souls. See, big programs are held, but then they cannot be held without the cooperation of the Pandavas. This is why the four-armed Vishnu is your memorial. The Shiv Shaktis cannot do without the Pandavas, and the Pandavas cannot do without the Shiv Shaktis. Therefore, the tilak of victory is already applied on the forehead of every Pandav, and that you have to emerge. It's already applied. Bhaktada is already seeing the tilak of victory on the forehead of every Pandav. It is good. All of you know so that this is the last turn of this season. So Bhaktada met everyone, didn't he? He met everyone, even the Madhuvan Nivasis. Bhaktada also remembers a small Sangam Bhavan. They are also working very hard. Sangam Bhavan, Abu Road Center. And they are working very hard. They are serving with so much love. Those of Sangam Bhavan who day and night receive Baba's children at the railway station and also give a send-off to them, all those staying in Sangam Bhavan, Abu Road Center. Have they come? Have those of Sangam Bhavan come? There's Palu Dadi living in Sangam Bhavan, and so many brothers who whole day and night they are going to the railway station, welcoming people, giving a send off to everyone in the trains. I was asking whether those of Sangam Bhavan have come. So maybe they are serving even now, but they serve from the heart. Day and night they serve with love. This is why Bhaktada is giving special love. Though it's a small center, but they are doing great work. And because of their love for this service, and all of you are getting so much facility. Before, there were not so many trains on these railway tracks. that now so many trains come. So they have served the railway officers, and because of that you are able to get a lot of facilities. Therefore, you must congratulate these few souls who are serving in our rural center and looking after the arrivals and departures at the railway station. So you have celebrated the meeting. No one will complain now that that Baba didn't meet us. Baba met everyone. Some child is saying, "Lordy Baba, what about little children? Little children." Little children, okay, little children, stand up. So many little children. There must be at least a few thousand little children. In the midst of 20,000, at least 2,000-3,000 must be children, I hope. At least more than 1,000 I can see. So Baba is saying, yes, children are very lovely. They are the beauty of the gathering. Without the children, the gathering will not be so beautiful. They create splendor in the gathering. Everyone has love for little children. Even Bhaktada is so happy that, wow, little children, you are so fortunate that from childhood itself you have become free from so many things. The children are clapping. You are those children who are saved from things of Maya. You are such children, no? Raise your hand, children, little children. You have been saved from Maya, haven't you? Is Baba punning the word bachche. Bachche means child, and bachcha also means you are safe from Maya. And little children are sikilati children, long lost now found children. So keep moving forward, even little children can do wonders. Bhaktada's slogan is, the big are of course, the grown-ups are of course great, but then little ones are like God. So you will become like Baba, won't you? You will become Bap Saman, won't you? You have to become Bap Saman, like the Father, and become instruments in front of the world. All the little children, you have to do intense efforts, not just efforts, but intense efforts. You are such good children, aren't you? You are good children, aren't you? Raise your hand, those who say we are good children. You are saying, Haji, yes, Baba, we are good children. There are little girls also. Kumaris in this. Bhaktada has seen many times that little children, they are ahead of their parents too in making efforts. They remind their parents that supposing the parents stage goes ups and down, the little children tell their parents, see, if you get angry, then I will tell the teacher that you got angry. The child tells her mother, but say it with love to your parents. Don't say with anger to your parents like that, that you will tell the teacher if you get angry. Baba is telling Janak, Dadi Janaki. Baba is telling a Janak, have a party with the little children. Janaki Dadi is smiling. And Nirvair, Baba is telling, Nirvair and Janaki Dadi, both of you have a party with the children, little children. Nirvair Bhai is smiling. Yes, they'll be happy. And Nirvair Bhai is called the uncle. You know, everyone calls him Uncle Nirvair. Therefore, Baba told Nirvair. And always stay happy, little children. Never cry, never cry. Stay always happy. Never cry. And never sulk. Neither cry nor sulk. Okay, give them a party. Okay, sit down, children. Okay. So Baba has already met everyone. And why should you come in the line? Yeah, Baba's already met all of you. It so looks so beautiful with all of you. If there wouldn't be this gathering, even Madhuban would be empty. It looks so dry. So all of you have come in this Mela, this gathering. This is God's love which has pulled you here. All the first timers, raise your hand. Baba is remembering the first timers. All the first timers. All the first timers. All the first timers. To all the long lost now found children who are first timers, congratulations. Congratulations to all the first timers. Bap Dada is giving all of you a special blessing. What is that blessing? The blessing is you made the efforts and came here. So too, after this, remain immortal. Remain immortal. Even if Maya comes, stop or close the gate of Maya. Don't allow Maya to enter. Close the gate. you know, which is Maya's gate. Maya's gate is body consciousness. The I and my of body consciousness is Maya's gate. You have to close this gate, and you will be immortal if you close this gate. So all of you are immortal, aren't you? What will you do if Maya comes? You will make intense efforts, won't you? And drive away Maya. Be immortal yourself and make others also immortal. Okay, you may sit down. Everyone met Baba, is it not? Nobody is left out. Somebody is saying Kumars. Somebody is saying Kumars. Baba didn't meet the Kumars separately. But Baba met all the Pandavas, so it's included. Therefore, Baba is now going to conduct the drill. Baba is saying, in 1 second, become aware of your self-respect that I am seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. Seat yourself on this seat of self-respect that I am seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. I am a soul seated on the throne. Be lost in the experience of this thought. I am a soul seated on God's heart throne. To all the lovely, lucky, lost in Baba's love, children everywhere, who all the special souls who are seated on the seat of self-respect, to all the children who with the vibrations of their mind create an atmosphere of peace, create an atmosphere of zeal and enthusiasm and keep flying and making others fly. To all the elevated souls who remain peaceful themselves and give others the inheritance of liberation, who with their determination gain success to all such children everywhere who are always close to the Father, even if they are far away in physical distance, and also the children who have come and are close now in the physical form. To all such children, love from the heart, blessings from the heart, love, remembrance, and namaste.
बाप दादे हम सब से ऋण हाथ करते हुए वरदानों की झोली से भरपूर किया. अब इसके बाद हमारी आदरणीय दादियां मंच पर आएंगी.
So,